Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
Well, gosh, we have things to talk to your sommelier about for the next few weeks. And you know, the situation in a restaurant is a little bit fraught in the sense that it's kind of a pressured moment, you know, if you are the appointed wine person in a party or however it goes, if you're just with one other person or by yourself. You have precious little time to establish what you want, and the sommelier has precious little time to basically take care of you.
Sometimes it's the same situation even when you go into a wine store. It's a busy time. You need to buy wine for dinner, a gift, and you need help, but you don't really know what to ask for.
Our friends at Food & Wine in a recent issue have talked about some of the questions you can ask your sommelier.
And I thought these were really good jumping off points. As I said before, I think this can work in the wine store too. One of the questions they suggest is, if you're an adventuresome drinker, I would say, is, can you bring me something nerdy?
I like that a lot.
This is a little smart, but to me, that means if I ask that question, I want something out of the ordinary. It doesn't have to be Chardonnay or Sauvignon Blanc or Cabernet Sauvignon. I want something that might be a little bit more complicated, might necessarily be an easy drink, but I want to challenge myself.
Or
I'm
I want
open.
Something from Lebanon or Bulgaria or Israel or something that is a little bit off the beaten path and maybe a little bit nerdy.
Here's another good question to ask. What grape or region are you most excited about right now? And that feeds just into what you were saying, Jonathan.
Well, not too long ago you said, I'm exploring white Burgundies or I'm exploring white Bordeaux. It might be something very conventional because this is a deep thing and it really thrills me. Or it might be something completely wacky and off the beaten path. Niagara Peninsula, Rieslings. But if the sommelier is not excited about it, why should you be?
Very good point. This third question really does work in a restaurant, and I love it to ask your waitstaff or sommelier, do you have anything open that's not on your by-the-glass list? So you've looked at the list, you're kind of bored with it, not challenged, it doesn't seem to fit your mood. Ask. You never know. You never know what's been opened. There might be a sample bottle lying around. There might be a bottle someone sent back, not because it's bad, but it wasn't to their taste. So why not? And it also shows that you're interested in exploring a little bit.
I was at Grand Cru and had spent a fair amount of time there in the last week. And
sounds like it.
It's true. And strangely enough, there was a bottle of Fiano opened. And I ended up having a glass of Fiano. And you know what? I really liked Fiano. Southern Italian, right from the heel of the boot, as it were. Very, very interesting floral white grape. I'm not partial to floral white wines. I loved it. It was new. It was different. A whole experience has opened up to me.
There's one last recommendation that we wanted to add here, and that is if you've liked something that the sommelier or your wine person has recommended to you, ask them what else you would like. Say, I loved this New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. What else do you think I might like? Because I want to learn. And that's a way to sort of build your repertoire.
This is the Amazon.com strategy.
Exactly.
If you like this.
If you like.
Exactly so. Nice suggestions. Thank you, Food & Wine, for some great ideas. What issue?
July 2014, so it should be on your newsstand now.
Next week, Danger Zone. Danger Zone. We'll talk about the dangers that can happen in restaurants with wine. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.